Right in the middle of a conversation on microclimates with Farmer Greg of the Urban Farm, but I had to look during the break. I'm a curious mind. I like details and facts. It's 23.5 degrees.
Yeah.
That the Earth is tilted at an angle away from the vertical perpendicular to the plane of the Earth's orbit around the sun.
Oh, my head's spinning.
So is the Earth.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Pun
on
not
a 23 degrees
one.
Angle.
There you go.
All right, so microclimates.
Microclimates. So one of the things that I want you to do is start spending time, preferably in your bare feet, out in your yard. Watch for thorns, but go spend time and connect with your dirt around your house and wherever your space is at, and start paying attention for those places that are warmer or cooler and some of the things that make it warmer or cooler. If you have a block wall, that's going to make it really a lot hotter. Asphalt, concrete, those things, gravel is another thing. In fact, in my fruit tree class that I've got coming up here in a couple of weeks, three ways to kill your fruit trees. One of the surefire ways to kill your fruit trees is scrape back some gravel and plant a fruit tree in the middle of your gravel yard. You're just going to cook the poor thing. So you need to start paying attention to those things. And once you start noticing that, then you have the piece that I call the solar aspect piece. And we already touched on the northern solar aspect. And really the easiest way, and I discovered this one this year, if you go stand with your back against a wall, the wall of your house, the block wall, or and whatever direction you're looking. So if we're standing on the south side of a property with our back against the wall, we're looking north. That's going to be a northern exposure, a northern solar aspect. That's going to be, again, one of the harder places. A western solar aspect, you might be on the east side of your property with your back against a wall and you're looking west. That's a western solar aspect. Western's really hard for growing in the summertime. It's going to be your hottest microclimate because it's getting sun from noon until sundown. And that's the place to bake things.
It's getting noon, sun from noon until sundown, but it's hot from about 8.
But yeah, exactly.
Sometimes
exactly.
7.
So western solar aspect isn't necessarily a bad thing. When the Calico Cow was down on Central in Dunlap, I managed their gardens for about 6 years. Susan was a friend of mine. And we had a western patio there that was all concrete. And I had a 6-foot-wide, 30-foot-long garden bed on the patio that was on the west side with concrete all around it. And what I discovered very quickly was that growing food in there from about May 1st to about October 1st was futile. But from October 1st to May 1st,
we could grow some thermal warming
everything.
Almost.
Yes, we actually planted in late September, we'd plant tomatoes on our back patio. And for those of you that have ever tried to grow tomatoes here in the wintertime, good luck. It's hard. They don't do well, but we would get bushels of tomatoes off of that patio in winter, in the dead of winter, because the concrete held the heat so well. So don't write off a western aspect just because it's a western solar aspect, but pay attention to that. And really the easiest place to grow food in the desert is an eastern solar aspect. An eastern solar aspect is get sun from sunup until noon. It would generally be on the west side of your property, so your back's against your house. Like in my case, the front yard of the urban farm, if my back's against the wall, I'm looking east. Berries do great in that space. All your garden vegetables, herbs, if you can give your garden shade after about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, your garden is going to love you.
And yours, you mentioned it was the eastern side, and we're going to talk later in this program just about all the package stuff that's going on and ways and ideas to help prevent, your UPS or your Amazon package getting ripped off your front door.
Oh, right.
With all of your gardening in your front yard, do you ever wake up one day and be like, that thing was full of lemons yesterday? I went to bed and I had a bushel of kumquats on that tree. Where'd they go?
I haven't. Although, you know, recently we've had neighbors knock and say, can we have some? Because here's the thing that I've discovered over the years. I'm 57 years old, and it took me a while to get this. But for me, the only place that this notion of lack, not having enough, lives is between our ears. Because when I go look in my yard, the amount of abundance is mind-blowing. I hide a few citrus trees in the backyard.
Your private stock.
My private stock. But the, you know, the front yard is for sharing, and a few kids that live next door to the north of us, and they know that they can pick it, but it's not baseballs. It's pick it and eat it.
If you're going to eat it, you can pick it. Well, that's one great thing about your community and bringing it together. How many people on your street have been inspired to do the same, or do they all say, ah, I don't have to. Farmer Greg does it all.
No, there you go. A few of them. One of the things I do for the people on my street, because I run on my Urban Farm Fruit Tree program, which we're going to talk about next week. Anybody that's on my street, there's 22 houses on my street. I for years, I've given them free fruit trees if they want them. So anybody on my street that wants a fruit tree, it's like, let me know what you want.
Reestablish an old orchard there.
Yeah, that's what I'm after.
And that really is. Your ultimate plan is really to teach Phoenix and cities in Arizona to become self-sustaining by their own food production.
Yeah, one of my goals in life, and I take on big, audacious goals. One of my goals in life is to build a food system. And I can't do this alone. I need your help and everybody else help that's listening out there. Build a food system here that will feed Phoenix.